here with a look at the news. Sharon Allseth, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The Indiana General Assembly is revisiting the debate over the so-called right-to-work legislation, the same debate that in part led to the Democrats' walkout in the last legislative session. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Right-to-work legislation prevents unions from charging dues to non-members who work in union shops. Indiana Economic Development Corporation CEO Mitch Robe says not being a right-to-work state hurts Indiana's ability to attract business.
It will make us more competitive. We will get more looks than we're getting today. And as any salesman knows, the more looks you get, the more sales you make.
Robe says some companies won't even look at non-right-to-work states, though when pressed, he said no company or site selection firm has ever specifically told him that. Former Indiana Department of Commerce Executive Director Tom McKenna says there are more important factors in economic development, calling right-to-work an attack on unions.
Hoosiers will do anything to get new jobs and new economic opportunity in their community. Why do you want to thumb your nose at the unions? That doesn't make sense.
Study committee chair Phil Booth said the committee will likely invite public testimony at a later meeting. Only invited speakers testified Tuesday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Governor Mitch Daniels says he hasn't decided whether he'll back right-to-work legislation in the next legislative session. The governor says this year wasn't the right time.
I wasn't in favor of its consideration in this last session, as you all know, because we hadn't had this kind of an open process and an airing of all the issues.
A legislative committee will continue to study the issue throughout the summer. Governor Daniels will be part of a groundbreaking ceremony today for the new $8.8 million Westgate Academy to be built at the Crane Technology Park in southern Indiana. The academy will be a business incubator and training center for tech-based startups. Nearly 100 Indiana post offices are included in the U.S. Postal Service's list of facilities it will review as it looks to cut costs. The agency will study more than 3,600 offices, branches, and stations for possible closing. Some sites might be replaced by stores, libraries, or government offices that offer postal services. Most of the targeted sites are in rural areas and have low volume. Postal Service lost $8 billion last year as more customers shifted to online mail and the recession cut advertising mail. A federal panel says driver error probably caused the crash of a propane tanker that burst into flames, closing parts of I-465 and 69. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a report Tuesday on the October 2009 crash on the northeast side that injured 73-year-old driver Ronald Tobias and three other people. The report says Tobias made an excessive and rapid evasive steering maneuver when he drifted toward a car in another lane, oversteering before the tanker loaded with 9,000 gallons of propane overturned and exploded. The report recommends a rollover prevention program for motor carriers and some other steps. And a 63-year-old minister faces two counts of child molesting involving a 6-year-old girl. His attorney says nothing ever happened. William Bruce McDaniel of Gosport is out on bail after surrendering to Morgan County authorities Friday. A Morgan County detective filed a court affidavit saying the incident occurred earlier this year at McDaniel's home. A judge has issued a no-contact order that bars McDaniel from being within 1,000 feet of the child. McDaniel was scheduled to serve as a pastor at a youth camp in southern Indiana this month, but he has canceled that plan. WFYI weather, today and tomorrow mostly sunny. Today's high 93, 96 tomorrow. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. And Friday mostly sunny, scattered showers and storms with a high of 94. Right now it is hazy, 77 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks a lot. It's coming up on 635 now. The Colts were back at the complex yesterday as the NFL...